I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. Hour number two coming right up. I'm your host, Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show on this Memorial Day weekend.
Good morning, Houston. I'm Austin Mendez.
You'll be back in the saddle again tomorrow too, huh, Austin?
Yes, sir. Bright and early.
All right, brother. We got it. Got it going on. All right, let's head over east of town. Let's go to Venice, Louisiana. Let's talk to our good friend, Captain Mike Jeffcoat. Good morning, Mike. What's up?
Not much, Mickey. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How about you?
Oh, dreading this boat ramp here shortly.
I bet you it's going to be a little crowded.
Oh, you think? I mean, it's solid boats yesterday coming down the highway. All about them red snappers.
That's right, y'all. Snapper season's open. That's right.
Yep, open yesterday.
Yes, sir. Star tournament starts this morning, too.
Yep.
Everybody's going to be going after them tagged redfish and maybe a big 10 or 11-pound trout if they get lucky.
That'd be nice.
You have to get real lucky, huh? 10 or 11-pound yeah. Start tournament off. Hey, man, if somebody popped one out about 10 or 11, you might as well wrap her on up.
Wrap her up.
That's
don't
it.
Buy no more croakers.
That's it. Don't waste your money on croaks.
Yeah, save your money.
Oh, God.
So it's unbelievable. Darlene come down and yesterday, and she had renewed her license and stuff, and we was in the store, and it was just a madhouse of people doing snapper fishing, getting ready to go snapper. I seen one guy spend $300 on stuff, and I'm thinking, this has got to be crazy. And somebody asked him, man, you got a big crowd going? I said, no, just me and my wife. I'm like, you just spent $300 to go catch four red snapper.
Man.
That is unbelievable.
Chew them slow.
Yeah, no kidding.
Enjoy it and savor the moment.
So I talked to a couple of inshore captains. You know, we got some of them guys that's charging a little extra if you want to go snapper fishing and weather permit and the go. And they was talking about the mangrove beat them up yesterday. And they was two over 11 pounds weight at the print yesterday. Some big mangroves.
Yeah, I've been seeing some pictures from over there where, I mean, loads of mangroves and nice ones too, big ones.
Yeah.
Now, that's what they use live croaker for is those mangrove snapper, right?
Right, yeah. Yeah, ain't nobody fishes trout or anything around here for croakers. Well, or with croakers. I mean, you just get eat up by everything else, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, now they'll use pogies. You know, they can catch them bogeys. I mean, a couple of these captains, they see them bogeys, they're going to get their cast net out and catch them some of them bogeys. But that's, you know, it's like a croaker. I mean, you got to let that trout eat that thing.
Yeah.
It ain't just when you feel him set the hook, you just jerk him out of his mouth. So but everything over here likes bogeys, you know, and bogey boats are, I mean, they must have been, I don't know. There's at least a dozen pokey boats on this west side yesterday. Had three planes flying spotting for them.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Yeah. And I don't know how they're spotting in the, you know, that dirty water, but I guess they can see them up high. But they after them. And I mean, they was up on the beach getting them yesterday. So.
Yeah, everybody thinks the seagull's eyes are better than ours, but no, they got the bird's eye view. They're up high looking down, and if we were up there, we could see them just as good as the birds could.
You bet. You know, and so that's like we'd be sitting on a boat having a little break for lunch or something and eating a sandwich, and there ain't a bird in sight. Nowhere you see a bird. You throw a piece of bread out.
Hey, that, or a chip is or, that amazing or what? Just out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere, there he is. I'm thinking, he must have a good nose on him, too, or something. That's crazy. So, now our fishing, it's starting to level out a little bit. Finally got a decent tide, you know, for us. In the mornings, we've been on a low tide, so I talked to a captain yesterday that had a bunch of spoon fishermen with him, and they went and whacked them pretty hard in some grass yesterday. So that's a good sign.
Yeah, it is.
Absolutely. No, and I didn't see no trout yesterday. I guess everybody was sniper fishing, I guess, because yesterday we definitely had a wind for it. I mean, we don't have any wind there. Y'all got it over there, but we don't have any wind to make.
Maybe that's why so many boats headed over your way yesterday. They've had enough of this blow over here, and they've got to come get out of it. Golly, man, I'm just – it's relentless.
It's still blowing there this morning.
Yeah, yeah. Well, wow. Not as bad. It feels calm because it's only blowing 20. That's pretty bad, wow. You know, when you've had a blow for so long that 20 feels calm to you now.
You bet. So, no, and we're hot. I mean, we feel like August here right now.
It's very muggy. The heat indexes are up because of the humidity and the heat.
Yeah, I mean, they're talking about on that East Coast of severe heat over the weekend.
So, yeah.
Here we go.
It's calm at Eagle Point this morning. It's due south at 15, gusting to 18. And that's the lowest I've seen the winds in a while, man.
Wow. So I hadn't stuck my head outside yet. But like I said, it hadn't been blowing here. So offshore boys had a good day yesterday. I seen a lot of tuna on the dock yesterday afternoon, some Dorado.
Yeah, it's about time they can get out there.
Yeah.
Golly. You know, y'all have had it pretty windy too.
We've had it real windy. So I'm tired of it. Now we'll get to fight the gnats and all the deer flies are bad.
Man, you're so spot on. I'm looking over your way and it's like 3 and 1.
Yeah.
5. Now you get way out in the Gulf, it's about 15 out of the southeast. But right there by the chandeliers, it's 1 mile per hour right now.
Wow.
And Wine Island's 3 miles an hour. Man, that's crazy.
Yep. Well, you want to talk about chandeliers, it's zero wind over. You want to talk about get eat up, you're going to get eat up over there. Them, you know, they call them sand flies over here. They're the same thing as our deer flies back home. And, boy, they are, especially if you go west over here and get around them mangoes, they will light you up. And there's nothing you can put on for them flies.
No.
And there's nothing to
And they take a little bite of meat out of you every time they bite you too, buddy. They are nasty.
As soon as they light, they bite.
If they can bite through a cow's hide, they're bad news.
You bet. So that's what we got shaking. I got a group in for 3 days and they're going offshore today. I'm sending them on another boat. I'm still waiting on motors. I'm going to take Miss Darlene, another captain that's off today, and we're going to go scouting around, see what we can do. We might even go catch us a snapper. We can find a place to catch one.
You got Darlene with you. You may stumble up on some trout.
There you go.
You might just do it.
Might do it. So yeah, I'm going to run down towards the end of the river and look for them trout down there. One of the ballets caught them down there. He had 37, but they was all 3-4 pounders. He got some good ones.
Nice fish.
Nice
I'm looking
fish.
Here. Galveston Fishing Pier is 19. North Jetty is 21. So we got a lot more wind over here than you've got over there. You can see it.
Absolutely.
Once you clear Marsh Island, it gets calm over your way.
Huh.
All the way over to Mississippi and everything. So
all you beachgoers over there, they can get sunburned and windburned today, so they can get their tan started going good.
They swim a little bit, they can get that fecal matter on them, and that'll really add to that tan. I can't believe that. I just crack up every year. It's the same thing. Every holiday weekend, they always talk about fecal matter on the beaches of Texas.
Oh, Lord. That is crazy. So, anyhow, that's what we got going
All
for
right,
us
brother.
This weekend, and gonna go see what we can get done. Come back in. I got a brisket in the smoker already, and we're going to have barbecue this afternoon when these guys get back in.
What kind of smoker you got it on?
Electric chip smoker.
Man, I'm revoking your man card.
Well,
you got a pellet smoker?
No, I don't have a chip. I got a chip smoker. Right. Mine ain't a pellet. Okay. No, he's up on me a little bit there.
All right.
But Rusty then bought it for me for Christmas a couple years ago. And it's so handy for me, though, because, you know, if I'm having to fish, I can't.
Well, no, you can't babysit it. You can't sit there and watch it and keep your fire right and all that.
Right. And all this thing, you Bluetooth it off your phone and control it. I can be on the water and control that thing. So.
Boy, what have we become? That's some high-tech redneck technology right there, brother.
There you go.
That's pretty good.
So,
yeah, I'm still old school, man. I'm still cooking
I'm
on a green egg and my big old stainless pit, the one I call Silver Belly. That pit will be here when the world ends. I'll just keep passing it down on through the family. A volcano or an earthquake, nothing's going to mess with that pit. It'll be here forever. Yep.
Well, you talk about, you know, old school. You can come here right now and walk into my galley, and there's probably 20 bags of charcoal stacked up on the shelf in there. So,
attaboy.
I do lots of smoking. So.
My brisket Tuesday, I'm going to do it with a mixture of hickory and mesquite. Get me a good hard bark on it.
Yep. There you go. You don't see that much anymore.
What's
used
that?
To be that old hard bark on them briskets.
I know.
Everybody
I like to. Yeah, I'll sear them first, you know, and get that bark going, and then move her on down, keep sweating her on down. And, when I'm slicing it up, everybody's standing around that island they're eating on that bark. They want some bark.
You bet. Absolutely. Yeah, there was an old place in Conroe called Casey Jones Barbecue that when you went in there and he pulled one out of that pit, it was charcoal black.
That's it. That's where you want it.
Yep. Take that electric knife and go to knocking all that bark off of it, and everybody's standing in the line to get the bark. Didn't worry about the brisket.
That's it, and boy, it's got a perfect smoke ring around that meat.
There you go.
Oh, baby. Bring it. All right, man. Well, Mike, y'all have a good fun time down there, and tell Darlene hello for me and everybody.
Will do.
Y'all be safe. Throw them out a number, man.
832-338-9376. Catch it on the web at RJ Hunting and Fishing. Yeah, and all you guys out there, be safe this weekend. It's going to be a lot of crazy things taking place on the water. So.
Yes, sir. It really is. Safety first, man.
Look over your shoulder.
I heard that.
All right, Mickey. Have a good one.
See you, Mike. Take care. Bye. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Memorial Day weekend. Hope everybody has a safe one, and God bless America. 518 in the Bayou City. Let's run down to G-Town now. Let's talk to Captain James Plogg. Hey, man.
What's up, Mick?
How you doing?
Oh, man. Sitting out here drinking coffee, watching the wind blow.
That's it. Yeah, but it feels calmer, though, doesn't it? Even after that blow we had.
No, it feels the same.
Oh, come on, man.
It feels the same. I mean, I look at it. It's blowing the same. Toe up on the flow up, buddy.
That's it.
And the tide's real low. And, you're in the lure fishing business. You're out of business. This whole thing's a mud hole. And the tide's low right now.
That's what I heard. I talked to Thomas yesterday, and he covered everything. And he said there was one little old, and it wasn't even clear. It was just a decent strip of water to wade fish over in East Bay. Down that south side, he went to Campbell's. He went all over the place. He said it, like you said, it is toe up from the flow up.
Yeah, I mean, they're just, you know, unless you're doing what them boys are doing, fishing in the channel, fishing with bait, you might catch something, you know.
Hop-o-matics and a popping cork, man. Pop them up.
I've had people call me and say, look, man, here's the deal. You can practice cast. You might get some bait. And you're going to go catch three or four of something. I don't know what, but I'm not your guy, man.
Yeah.
I ain't your guy.
Well, you're just being honest.
I mean, it is what it is.
That's
if I really want to get serious, you and I both, you want to get serious and get your corks, and I catch, you know, four or five fish a day if I want to do it. I'm good. I'm tight. I ain't going.
You tight?
I'm tight, baby.
There you go.
I got boats to work on, stuff to do.
Boy, I know you do. How's your big boat, man? When you going to take that booger out?
Nah, we just make sure it works good and looks good. We ain't going nowhere.
Uh-huh. Just keep it to slip, man.
Hey,
we can all go to show up down there and have cocktails on it.
Oh, no, that we can do. That's all flash. No
you got
cash.
You got all flash and no cash. Hey, we could. Yeah, that'd be nice. We could have a little gathering on it, sit around, have cocktails, and talk about it.
Good time. But I am going to be at the. I've been doing some stuff at the marina on my boat, on another boat.
Yeah.
Getting ready to sail, so I've had some stuff to do. But anybody wants to hang out, come by Pelican Ranch today. I am working on my boat today. I got some wax and.
You got some
stuff
good. You got some good flat biller wet sounds and everything in there, man.
Oh, brother, I blow them flat billers sideways. I got the tunes. I don't ever turn them on, but I may turn them on today though.
Yeah, it's Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, I light them up. But now, if anybody wants to come by, hey, we got a bunch of tidal surge stuff, Mickey. It's in the store. Good stuff. I looked at it yesterday. I think, man, they got it half price or 70% off. Anybody wants to buy some lures?
Really?
Some maniac mullets, some crazy croakers, and some tails. They need to come by and load up on this stuff.
Man, I need some fast sink maniac mullets, man. I'm just about out of those.
We got them. I mean, there's we got.
I've got plenty of the slow sink ones, you know.
Yeah. Well, I'll send you a picture. I'll pick you some out. If
all
everybody,
right.
You know, somebody, but you know, if somebody comes, maybe want it's good enough price. You may want to buy the whole lot, and do whatever you want.
Yeah.
But it's all good stuff. Somebody wants. I think we got one Waterloo rod for sale. One of them I got sold already. But everybody can be hanging out, and stuff like that.
Well,
it's just a rut on the fishing, Mickey. I mean, you know, I remember one year we pulled this. It was like in July. It was like this for like 3 weeks. You remember that?
I'm trying to remember. That was a while back, but I remember the whole month of July was just wiped off the charts because it was 20 to 25 every day, sometimes 35.
Every day, just like this.
The whole bay was turned upside down into just a chocolate mousse.
But ain't none of us been.
Well, I hadn't either. My boat's, I noticed a few tears rolling out of her eyes yesterday when I walked by her sitting under the carport out there. I said, man, I gotta take this old gal out.
I know, brother. It just I thought we had a little wind this Sunday. I was looking at it before you called me. I take the same people. They live right here across the street from me. Good people, Cody and his dad and them. And we usually go one day, either Sunday or Monday. But I thought we had a wind this Sunday, but I don't see it now.
It looks like it went away.
So I don't know, but you know, when this tide, like Charlie said, this is the first time, this is the lowest I've seen the tide, and I don't know how many days, 8 or 9 days since all this started, but it's low right now. So I guarantee you, it's chocolate milk everywhere right now. Woo, man.
That's what Sharky was talking about earlier. Said he's hoping some kind of green strip will come in, but he don't know where
it's going
to come
from.
That's
like prior mood. Only green strips out there is about 100 miles out there.
That's it. Get out on the backside of the hill bank, man.
Yeah, that's a prior mood green strip deal. That ain't going to work.
Hey, air clear to prior mood, though, is chocolate milk to us. Remember, he goes, y'all come on over here. I got a green strip. It's air clear over here. And you get over there and you see your lure about 6 inches in it.
Yeah, I said, man, Blaine, well, it's good, though.
But it's good. They're here. Right. There's millions of them.
Blaine and that green strip. Yeah, tell Sharky, man, you waiting on that green strip. Don't you be holding your breath.
Yeah, he's
coming anytime soon.
That's good stuff.
You know, but in the channel there where them boys are fishing, Mickey, you can hide.
That's
something to do. You know, it's something to do.
Yeah, you can get your people out you know, the kind of people they're taking anyway. That's what they need is live shrimp and stuff like that. So they'll.
Hey, when I was a kid, we used to fish. We call it the teacup, but we used to fish right there between the yacht basin and the ferry landing. There's 5 or 6 piers right there.
Mm-hmm.
And this time of year, you like to fish with bait. You can light them up right there.
Yeah, you can. Sure. You sure can.
It ain't no lure place. Hey, you pull in there, you'll catch 2 on a lure. That boy with shrimp that knows what he's doing to catch 40.
Yeah.
So it's better if you don't even go.
Don't even stop. Don't even look.
Man, hey, it's even the bio. We ain't at my house. Bio's clear. You might get in there on, you know, long reef and fish with shrimp in there in the bow and probably catch some redfish, you know, at least get out of wind. But the sandbar will be going off today, so you probably don't want to come to the bow.
No.
The sandbar have 250 boats today.
Do you think it will?
I promise you it'll be going off, buddy.
Think there ain't be any drinking going on?
Oh, man. See, if I was big time, I'd roll the big boat through there and anchor up. I'm not, but I could. Hey, we did that in Rod's boat one year. At the farmers, they had a big party.
Right.
When Rod had the scoping it. So I ran it over there. I think we had 10 people. Well, I was the main boat in front of the farmer's pier. Who was Roger Krager played. That's who it was. Somebody else. I know Roger Krager for sure. And, man, it was huge. And I had – they started rafting on me, and I had – man, I got fenders everywhere trying to keep tearing Rod's boat up. And I got, like, 20 boats to one side, and I got 20 boats going the other way on a big raft.
Man.
And I was sitting on the hook. And the thing ended about 10 o'clock. Everybody's toasted, and I'm trying to run that boat back without running over somebody. I'm like, man, this is terrible. We had a good time, though.
Well, I remember we used to go to the Budweiser races there at Clear Lake. Remember when they'd have them big jet boats? You know,
yes.
They have those races there. We'd do the same thing, and everybody, whoever show up in a big post boat like that, we would all dock off to it, and the party was on that boat. Everybody just...
Yeah, that was where the party was.
Yeah.
Man, I'm on Rod's $500,000 boat, and there's teak, and there's people, and there's spelling. Man, I was a nervous wreck. I was glad it was over. Man.
Kind of like throwing a party when your parents are out of town.
Yeah, and then you got to clean the house. Make sure
yeah, boy. Come home, nothing's out of place, and you never can get it right as soon as your mom walks in the door. Somebody been smoking in here?
Well, I was lucky. It just me and Cullen, because he'd probably come in on the middle of the party and just join in. He didn't care.
Yeah, old Cole. Boy, I miss him.
I do too, brother.
Me and Blaine were talking about him the other day. He loved the quail hunt, didn't he?
Oh, man, he loved them quail. He rooked me in the deal going to La Gloria, which is about 9 hours. You don't feed. Go with me and help me. I said, Cullen, there ain't no quail there. Oh, yeah, they're there. He and Fryer move would do good. Did all that. I don't know how much feed I put out.
Birds of a feather flock together.
I ain't even seen a quail. But, man, I don't know. We're just in a rut right now, brother. It'll get better.
I know.
I still got it like next Friday going down by the end of the week.
What's the date on that?
Man, I think
is it
going to
be June the
5th?
I hope so.
It's either 6-5, 6-6.
Man, I got the nicest guy on the 4th booked, and I've never taken him before. And, well, he's got me on the 4th, and then he's got me the Tuesday the next week. And, boy, I'm hoping it'll be good for him.
Well.
New guy, you know, and I enjoyed talking to him on the phone, and he'll do anything. He just wants to go fish, man.
So. I got a new guy, and after the trip was over, he turned into an old guy. He's done.
He's done. He moved on.
He moved on. Out of here, man.
Oh, Lord.
Dadgum, we used to pull it off, though, man. Take them people for the first time and lace them up.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, but yeah, I tell everybody, if you fish with us enough, you're going to have the best trips of your life. If you go enough, and you're going to have
the worst trip of your life. That's right.
That's just fishing, man.
Yes,
that's
it
just
is.
Fishing.
Hey, remember when we used to come in with 30, 40 fish and apologize? Said, man, just pay me for a half a day. It wasn't any good today.
It was tough today.
Hey, man. Now if I catch 40, I'm charging them double. No, just easy.
Hey, how about when it was 20 and 10, bro?
I know it. 20 trout and 10 reds, boy. We'd spend hours cleaning table there at Crawley's.
Man, can you believe that?
That was a lot of fish.
I don't want to clean that much.
No.
Well, we did.
We enjoyed every minute of it, though, man. We loved it.
We sure did. Hey, we was looking for 40 more when we had them.
Mm-hmm.
Still do. That's what still keeps us going. But, man, I don't know. I wish I had better news, bro, but it's, I feel bad.
Hey, that's all right. It's all good.
Hey, a lot of people want to go fishing. But, you know, our expectations, mine, yours, the people I take, hey, man, I'm going to catch them. I want to find a school and catch them. I'm not going to catch three. I ain't going to catch four. You know, but people that don't get to go all the time, they just like to go cast, run their boat. They don't care. Their expectations are not like.
I know, but it just times have changed. I just expect better out of myself. You know,
I do too, man.
We're our own worst critics, and that hurts us a lot of times because we want it to be, you know, stellar, and you know it doesn't work out that way. And even though they're having a good time, we're miserable, thinking, man, I don't want to let these people down. And you know how it is.
It's
part of game, man.
Our biggest problem, you, me, Blaine, all of us, we were all are ultra competitive. If you had 20, I wanted 21. If you had 30, I wanted 31. Blaine had 40, we wanted 42.
No, if Blaine had 40, I wanted 60.
Well, but that's how we are.
I know.
And nowadays, these guys and these kids, they come to dock 4 or 5 fish, and it ain't no big deal.
Big girl beat down, baby. How many y'all had? Well, we had 12, but they was all big. Big girl beat down.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, come on, man.
And what they're calling a big girl is what we used to call school trout under the birds back in the day, too.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, but the big trout fishing this year, not like what it used to be by no means, but I've caught more. More 4¾ to 5¾, 6-pound trout.
Well, hopefully they'll reach 8 pounds when this star tournament's starting today. We'll see. Hey, I always gauge that by the star tournament and how many, you know, fish over 8 pounds are getting weighed in frequently. That lets you know pretty quick because you got people out there that are going to specialized spots, fishing with special bait. And that's
exactly
all they're
they
fishing
know.
For. You got it, man.
And you're going to find out. And plus, you know, we're on the back of this moon now. We got the front of that moon coming up in June. So when this wind lays, maybe not this week, when the wind lays, just say by Friday and you get on the front side of that pool, the tournament will be won then. It always is.
Mm-hmm.
The first 3 or 4 weeks is when it's won. And you ain't going to win it or middle of August. You might, but probably not.
Well, that's true. All right, buddy. Well, hey.
All right.
If somebody wants to come down and live the dream and go to the bottom, how do they get a hold of you, man?
Come on. They can call me at 409-935-7242. If anybody wants to hang out, come to Pelican Rest. They got the restaurants open. We got stuff going on.
That'd be a good little hangout for the weekend. You bet you, man.
Oh, man. They can walk the dock, have a good time.
They got good food there, too. Really good food.
I'm waxing curtains, so all I'll be doing is sweating.
All right. Well, hey, you know, if I get bored, I'll come down and rub some wax on for you. Wax on, wax off, Daniel son.
You don't want none of that traffic.
All right, man.
You ain't cooking today?
Not today.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm tomorrow, and, well, it'd be 3 days of getting on with it.
Gotcha. All right, buddy.
All right. Later, man.
Bye.
All right, let's take a break on this Memorial Day weekend. We'll be right back after these messages.
Strive we fought for life and never
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Memorial Day weekend. Hope everybody has a safe and a lovely one. Don't do anything stupid. All right. Let's go down south. Let's talk to Captain Cliff Webb down in Corpus. Hello, Cliff. What's up, bud?
Man, just the wind, Mickey. Got him,
golly. Hey, you know when South Texas gads are complaining about the wind? It's bad, man.
I think I'll buy a sailboat. That way I'll quit.
Boy, that's what I'm hoping. Maybe we need to invest in
sailing
one.
Business.
That's it.
Man, I told a guy that day, he says, I want to come down and fish. I said, well, bring a building with you. We can get behind it. I said, you got to bring a building to go fishing. But I've just been blown out all week, Mick. I had Fred and those guys on Tuesday, and they came down and sat in the motel, got the next morning, going 42 miles an hour.
That's gusting crazy.
47. You know, it's 6 o'clock in the morning. What kind of deal you got to put together there? Come on, man.
Yeah. No.
If you're not wading, I don't have wade fishermen right now. This is the time of year we normally do pretty good in the boat, just working structure with a trolling motor. But I think if I had some waders, I could tuck in behind a cove and do okay, but you're going to grind it out. So we're just kind of waiting the wind out, Mickey, and, straighten up the tackle box one more time.
Jeez.
I got tree frogs in the boat. My boat's in the yard, got tree frogs in it. That should tell you something. You ain't going nowhere, man. Just sitting there, but.
You know, I had one that rode my boat about 3 or 4 years ago. He lived in my boat all summer long, man.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't start going off till it started getting cloudy and the thunder bumpers would start popping up. And then he'd start crying, singing rain frogs. That's what my dad used to call them, tree frogs. He called them rain frogs.
Man, we got them thick here. They're all over everything. Man, I don't use any insecticides anywhere around the house. And all these years of surfing, we've got a bunch of plumerias from all over the world. And so we got a jungle in the backyard. And man, those things love my place. It's just crazy. In the morning, you're going to get up because they're going to get you up. They're going to make you get up.
Hey, my wife's plumerias got so big. You know, they say you're supposed to just pull them out of the pots and just, throw them in a garage and leave them till spring and then replant them again. And man, we had them in all these big pots, and my wife she's got them from all over, or she did. Mm-hmm. She's down to about 4 of them now, but I let them freeze one winter, and I still hadn't heard the end of that one.
Mine froze one year. They were 20 foot tall, some were 20, 25 foot tall, and they froze, and I cut them down. Now the trunks are probably bigger around your leg, and they're coming up just unbelievable. Now, they're only about 10 or 15 foot tall, but they're real, real big now. So, I've got them all over.
See, you got a better climate and atmosphere down there to grow them in where it's more tropical. They're from Hawaii, right. And they're used to not, right. They get like trees over there.
Costa Rica, they're 25, 30 foot tall just all along the beach, just like trees, just unbelievable. Of course, they get 300 or something inches of rain. But, we're usually a little warmer. In the winter, we're probably 5 or 6 degrees warmer here on the island than you are in town, are in town. So they don't really freeze. We never got below freezing here on the island last year. If we did, it was just for an hour or two. But no, if you don't, get a real hard freeze, it'll be okay here. But you just got to cut the dead. If they freeze, just cut the dead stuff off, and they'll keep on going. But it's all good, Mick. But, yeah, this week I spent a lot of time just hanging out at the beach surfing and stuff. Because, man, fishing, I can't get nobody to go fishing. I tell them the truth. I said, man, it's blowing 35 miles an hour, and if you're drifting, we're gonna zigzag across those fish and get 2 or 3, and this is gonna be an all day deal because they're right up on the beach, and you just can't drift in that 2 foot of water or a foot of water and do anything with plug with that wind. Especially what's happens to us down here is these fish get up in those grass and scattered rocks. We've got to put a double drift anchor out. Well, these drift anchors hang on the rocks, so you drift 20 feet, the drift anchor hangs on a rock. You got to pull it up, take it off, and go. So you really can't fish that shallow stuff sometimes when it's real windy because you need to not have a drift anchor out. You need to have your boat drifting without a drift anchor. So it's just it's just a lot of things you can't do here that you can do in a lot of areas because of the rocks. But if I had wade fishermen, Mick, I'd do okay. But, man, the drift fishing, I'm honest with them. Man, it's just ripping. Even the bait fishing. I went to the marina yesterday and look at the guys with croakers coming in at 2 or 3 o'clock with 4 or 5 fish. Man, come on.
Yeah.
That's tough. They said the croakers are so small. They're only a couple inches long that they can't get them down with the waves, and so they're sitting on top, and the birds are getting them. So they're whining about fishing with croakers. So I can imagine, trying to get out there. And
yeah, try to do that with a lure.
But I think plug was dead on the day. If you had to fish, I think a popping cork and a shrimp right now in this dirty water catch more fish than anything.
Probably so.
The old school, just pop them up.
That's it. Is y'all's water pretty tore up?
It's tore up, Mickey. It's a constant wind. You know, you get up in the middle of the night and then get a drink of water at 2 a.m. It's blowing 23 miles an hour, 24, 25. And then first thing in the morning, it cranks up over 30. And there's areas here you can tuck in behind the shore and wade fish. There's a big difference between boat fishing and wade fishing in the wind.
Yeah.
In the wind, when you get a little pot of fish in the wind, you can sit there and hammer them with, you know, she-dogs or noisy topwater or something like that, and you'll catch some fish. But try to drift through them and get one or two casts and try to hit right on top of that fish and turn around and do it again. We've already blown them out with the boat. So I'm just honest with people. Man, just wait for the wind. Like you say, June the 5th.
I hope I'm right. I'll never hear the last of this one. But, hey, at least I was the first idiot to stick my neck out. I'm not scared.
Good, man.
I'm good with it.
You're all right, man. That's cocky right there. But, yeah, our beaches, if anybody comes down here, we've got rip currents. Unbelievable. We lost another guy yesterday, 75 years old.
Oh, no, man.
You know, and that's the, man, they rescued five this week along the jetties and stuff. You know, kids in the water that people had to get in and get out of there. But with this constant wind and the tide dropping, the water's coming off the beaches right now. So if you're coming down here, man, watch those rip currents. It's going to be really tough this weekend. So, you know, if you got kids, man, stay off the phone and watch the kids. All I can tell you, I hate that when you're on the beach, Mickey, and you got there and there's four kids playing and mom and dad are on the phone. I go, man, you can't afford to do that right now in these currents. So,
I mean, people are mesmerized and addicted to their phones so bad. You know, yeah. I love watching the Astros games and they'll pan the crowd with a camera. And over half the people in the stands with a game going on, they're looking at their phones instead of watching a ball game. I'm going, what?
Oh,
what is up with that?
It doesn't make me crazy until on the beach with the kids. That's what makes me crazy. I park up there every day, and I, you know, park up at the beach and play with the kids and surf and do all that stuff. And I look on both sides of me, and there's 15 kids in the water, not one parent watching them. So being the grandpa that I am, I'm sitting there watching the kids.
I know. You're mother hen and everything. Yeah.
That's all right, though, man, but. It is funny. Thank God we got the lifeguards out there now because it's just crazy. But and our beach fishing would be good if it would ever calm down because I'm seeing the bait in the surf.
Finally. Sure.
I'm seeing the mullet and the menhaden, and man, just can't get out there with that rough surf. So just grab the surfboard and get back out there. The other day I surfed, and I thought I was doing real good. I surfed about 3 hours. I felt real good until I got up the next morning. I couldn't get out of bed.
Hey. That finished me off. Just trying to paddle out now. I hadn't been on a surfboard in so long, I would be done.
Man, I'm getting back in shape. I'm surfing a shortboard right now, and I came back in that day. I said, man, I can still do this shortboard deal. And I got up the next morning. I couldn't even move, Mickey. I'm going, what am I thinking?
How about paddling a log out there, man?
Oh, man. Well, it's too rough right now. You can't hardly get a longboard out. You better have something you can duck dive.
duck dive, right yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah.
I watch those young kids do that. They do a lot easier than I do. Mine's more of a duck crawl. It looks like a mud hen going to the bottom.
Coot. Hey, you got the coot syndrome working, man.
It ain't pretty, buddy, but I get it done, man.
At least all you're right. Still doing it. That's all that matters.
Well, I guess so. Trying anyway. I got grandkids I want to surf with, and they're learning how. They discovered their first sea lice the other day. They paddled into some sea lice, and I said, oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you about those.
Oh, they just crawl on you. They'll suck up a little bit, but if you'll pull them off before they do, you'll be okay.
And they got on the beach pretty quick on that deal, but it's all good.
And I was just,
man, I tell you what, our beaches are filling with people. That causeway, there's so many people coming down here right now. Man.
Yeah, how about that marathon y'all had down there, that whatever.
I told you about that.
Yeah, I started hearing all about that. I said, that is ridiculous, that many people.
You ever see the picture they put in the moon here, the local paper? It's, you know, 100 and something thousand people, just runners, and then you've got all the people dropping them off and parking their cars everywhere, and you're just locked in here for half a day that morning.
You're a prisoner in your own community.
Yeah, it is really something, but it's the biggest thing I've ever seen. It's a heck of a marathon.
Jeez.
They do that every year, and it seems like it's getting bigger and bigger. It's just amazing, yeah. And how many people? I was thinking Plaza's a big runner. He ought to be in that deal.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know whether he's going to drive all the way to Corpus to do it or not. They got enough of them in Galveston and G-Town. They got a little 5Ks and 10Ks all the time down there. Man, I tell you. You forget me on those. That's if I'd have known I was going to live this long, I'd have taken a little better care of myself.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Hey, as long as I can get a boat in, I can get out and wade a little bit and get back in, I'm good to go, man.
Yeah, I know.
Make it back to the house.
Yeah, thank God for Advil, right? But, yeah, and I'm looking at the wind next week. I'm hoping, God almighty, it's got to calm down a little bit here. Man, but I do have a couple of wade fishing trips next week. It's going to help me out. So I'd much rather have a wade fishing trip in the wind than I would try to fish out of the boat.
I mean, that's all you can do right now. I mean, boat fishing suicide right now.
It's just nuts, man. So I'll probably go today and watch all the people put their boats in and watch all the fights and stuff. God, they get crazy on that boat ramp. My God.
Boy, if you'd wanted to see a spectacle last weekend, you should have come down to Bolivar and gone to that topless Jeep weekend. Good Lord.
Topless Jeep weekend?
Yeah. Man, it started out years ago as like, you know, a Jeep club. And they'd all meet on Bolivar for the weekend with all their Jeeps and, you know, everything all tricked out and Gucci'd up. And then it just kept getting bigger and bigger. And now it's just swelled into a monster. I mean, you got outsiders that are coming with the big monster trucks and side-by-sides, and the beach is just covered with all different sorts of people. And, it was quite a fiasco down there. Shootings and flying back and forth, people getting run over, DWIs. The arrest was ridiculous, how many arrests they made in Galveston County, and litter left behind. I mean, it looked like you see those pictures of the ocean, you know, with all those piles of plastic and all these ports and harbors and other third world countries. Well, that's what that beach looked like when they got through with it.
Man, they're charging an extra $5 everybody for the cleanup.
Hey, the wind was so bad, those pop-ups would blow down and get all bent up, and they just leave them there.
That's what they're doing here, too. And they charge everybody a $12 parking sticker here to go on our beaches, a cleanup sticker for the whole summer. And they have a crew here that comes and cleans the beaches every day with that $12 ticket that you buy. And I think it's a good deal, you know, a beach sticker. And so all the people that come out of town got to buy it. And then when they leave, they can pick up their stuff, because most of them don't leave their stuff. They pile all the beer cans in a hole.
I mean, it's real simple. You take a trash bag with you. You know?
No, they give everybody that comes to the beach here two trash bags. When you pull them to our beach, they're going to hand you a trash bag.
Really?
You can pick it up. And the trash bags are all washed up in this. they throw the trash bag out with the trash. I was going, man.
That's so stupid.
They're trying to get it down, Mickey. It's amazing. But
you know, and people are wondering why they're running out of public access all over the country, and no public fishing spots, and you know, the people are their own worst enemy.
No, I agree. You know, Carol and I, we walk up and down the beach every day, and on a real low tide, we'll pick up probably 25 or 30 broken bottles, glass bottles that people break and throw them in the surf. I think about the little kids out there running. So we take a 5-gallon bucket, and we walk the dogs, we walk down the beach and pick up all the broken glass along the low tide area, because that's where those kids, as soon as they get out of the car, Mickey, they take off to that beach. I think, man, don't hit a stingray, don't hit no glass.
They like running to those little tide pools and all that.
Yeah, they run into that stuff, man, and man, if you shouldn't have a glass container out there, but if you do, man, put it in the trash. But you know, that's just us and kids and stuff. But this is just a different world. They don't seem to think about that like we do.
It's changed, hasn't it?
It's changed, brother. It's changed. It has, man. But man, I'm hoping that it'll calm down a little bit so I can fish that beach. I'm just chomping the bits to catch some fish in that surf. I don't know about you, but God, I'm missing it. I've had a couple of days where I could fish. Other than that, it's been 5-foot seas.
I know. My boat's mad at me right now. She won't even look at me when I walk by her.
I know it, man.
She's ready to go, man. Ready to roll.
I'm not about to get out there this weekend. This weekend they can have it. I'm going to wait till Tuesday before I get back out there.
She's dry rotting right now. I need to wet her down.
There you go.
All right, Cliff. Hey, man. Good luck to you on Memorial Day weekend down there. I wish you the best.
Man,
hey, I'm working on this win. I'm doing everything I can for everybody. It's just not working right now. Maybe I need to sacrifice a couple more live chickens or something. I don't know. Get some Jobu karma going.
Something else, man. But I appreciate it, Mickey. I'm sorry I didn't have much of a fishing report for you.
Hey, it is what it is. Hey, it's always good. This is the outdoor show. We talk about all kinds of stuff.
This is it. Well, I appreciate you having me on, Mickey, and have a good week, and everybody have a happy Memorial Day, and be safe out there.
We're going to do it, brother. Throw them out a number, man.
Okay, Mickey. I'm in area code 361-949-0707. Thanks, guys.
Hey, thank you. See you, man.
Okay, man.
Take care,
okay,
Cliff. Man. All right. That's Captain Cliff Webb down in Corpus Christi.
All right. right, football fans. The NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.